Good morning, News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. How you doing out there? My name is Jake Walker. I am your host. Thank you so much for joining me. On the phone, I have Peter Mouget. He is with Levin Papantonio. He is on the phone to tell us about the 4th of July extravaganza, the Symphony Sparks and Stars, coming up on the 4th of July at 7:30 p.m. Down at the Hunter Amphitheater at Community Maritime Park. This is going to be a great event. This has been going on for years. And Mr. Mouget, this is your idea, right? You started this.
Yeah, this is a just a fantastic event that we've got all kinds of community partners that are coming together. So the amphitheater is right behind the Blue Wahoo Stadium. Mm-hmm. It's on the water. It's got a great breeze. And we started this, it was about 9 years ago, and we just did not have a real big presence with our military in our 4th of July. Sertoma always did a great job with the fireworks, but the thought was bring together the Navy, the Marine Corps. We have a flyover, and then the symphony that plays all the way through. And if you're not a big symphony goer, this is a great time to go see them. It's fun, patriotic music, battle hymns from each of the armed services, recognizing all of our veterans and active military. It's a open with the color guard, presentation of the colors, the national anthem, and then right at the national anthem, we get a couple of the Navy jets do a flyover from the amphitheater to the end of the 3 Mile Bridge right down Main Street. It's pretty cool. It's a great event, and then top it off with the fireworks at the end with Cat Country, and it's a great celebration of the 4th of July, Pensacola, our military, Navy, Marine Corps, and just all getting together and enjoying some our beautiful city.
And I think you're right. A lot of the times on 4th of July, we kind of lose sight of how important the military is to this actual, you know, day. And we need to remember them as well. And I'm glad that you have this event because I love symphony performances. I've performed with the Nashville Symphony for a 4th of July celebration, and that was amazing. It's always a lot of fun, and it's just a way to just feel that pride and just, it's very majestic. It just makes me feel, you know, like just very proud to be an American, and I just love some symphonic pieces. So the conductor, Peter Rubart, he's going to be there, right?
He will. He's leading the charge and does a wonderful job as always. We actually have a special piece that's going to be a patriotic a battle hymn where our own Van Schugart who just retired after 43 years, is going to read the piece, which will be really cool. You're right. It's a great way to celebrate the 4th of July. It makes you feel like the 4th of July. Well, what I love about it too is that amphitheater. We as a community don't use it enough. And when Ashton Hayward was mayor, and we came up with this idea, the amphitheater, we wanted to do it there because you look over the water, you get a nice breeze. By the time this thing kicks off at 7:30, the sun starts to set and it cools off just a touch for as much as we can for July. Mm-hmm. And it's just a really cool spot to play, and you can catch the fireworks right after. And the symphony's going to play through the fireworks this year for the first time too.
Oh, okay. Great. That'll be very special. And this is a free event. You can just come on down, bring the blankets and chairs and set up shop, right?
That's exactly right. The symphony starts at 7:30. We'll start off, like I said, with the presentation of colors and the national anthem, and then we'd have the flyover, and then the symphony starts to play, and that'll last all the way until the end of fireworks. So come on down. The amphitheater starts filling up early, but the symphony kicks off at about 7:30, and that amphitheater, it's one of the busiest times of the amphitheater of the year. It fills up, and it's packed with people, and just a great way to enjoy the 4th of July.
If you have any questions about this event, let us know. 850-437-1620. You can call or text. My guest is Peter Mouget. He is with Levin Papantonio Rafferty. And go to PensacolaSymphony.com for more information on this, or you can go on Facebook and search for Symphony Sparks and Stars, and you will see the event page there on Facebook and get all of your information there. 850-437-1620. Let us know if you have questions. Parking for the event, how does that usually go? Is that okay, or should people get there a little early?
It'll be the same thing as a Blue Wahoo game, and the stadium's open that night, but you can park right in the huge parking lot for the stadium, across the street, just like you would for one of the baseball games. There's plenty of parking down there, but it will fill up. So definitely don't wait till the last minute to come down.
Mm. And if somebody wants to actually contribute to the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra, how can they do that? How can they donate and give?
Now there's more. What's really cool about this concert is the firm Levin Papantonio sponsors a huge portion of this, but then we've also sold tables and tickets down below. That is a kind of open bar and plated dinner done by Classic City, and that is a fundraiser to help pay for this event. So we have about 300 seats. So if anybody's interested in one of those seats, please just give our office a ring at 435-7000. And ask for me, and we'll help facilitate that. We were almost sold out. We got a handful of seats left. But the symphony, obviously, you can go to their website, and as our state funding for the arts gets cut more and more every year, the symphony relies more and more on donations, and we have an absolutely fantastic symphony. It's a great asset for our community, especially a community of this size to have a caliber of a orchestra like we do is unprecedented, and Peter does a wonderful job.
Right. All world-class musicians, really, and they're right here in our backyard, and we can just, you know, we don't need to take that for granted. I'm glad you brought up the funding for arts and music. I mean, that seems like, especially in our elementary schools and our high schools, those programs are the first to be on the chopping block. Why is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's I know we're all looking for, you know, quarters under the couches in our schools to keep everything funded.
Right.
But actually, the symphony's got a wonderful program. It's called Beyond the Stage. And the symphony's helping to fill some of that gap here in our community with visiting schools, hospitals, nursing homes. And they do a wonderful job in our community. Matter of fact, they just raised almost $75,000 to help fund that program for this year, where they get into the schools and give kids access. And I'm sure a lot of us remember, I wasn't born here. I moved here when I was 7 or 8. And, you know, this events like this or the Beyond the Stage program where they come into the schools, most kids and families in our community, as most communities, don't have access to the arts or the symphony just because of the cost. And so programs like that expose kids and quite frankly, this 4th of July event to hear the symphony. That's how I heard it the first time. Was when my parents took me as a little kid down to the park to hear a free concert. It's a great way to get your kids to exposed to the arts and some of these programs in our community that the symphony does. So Peter doesn't just stop at doing a great job at the Sanger. Him and his team work real hard to make sure that everybody in our town has access to the arts through some of these programs called Beyond the Stage. So I would definitely, if you're interested, every little bit helps. Is look on the symphony's website and contribute to that program, Beyond the Stage. It's a great program.
Yes, I agree. PensacolaSymphony.com. Go there for more information and ways to give and donate. We're also talking about the Symphony Sparks and Stars coming up on July 4th, starting at 7:30 p.m. I've got Peter Mouget on the phone right now with Levin Papantonio, and he's brought this on. It's been 9 years, right, since you thought of this.
This is the ninth year. This is
Wow.
The ninth year, and we've got it's been an incredible run. I don't want to say it's on autopilot, but Laura Burgess from our office does a great job. But I mean, we have a ton of community partners: Cat Country, the Blue Wahoos, the City of Pensacola, a lot of different organizations chipping in to make this thing come off, and then of course the Navy contributing, the Marine Corps with the flyover, which I think that's my favorite part. The national anthem's winding up to have the jets fly over is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's the goosebump moment right there, definitely.
That's right.
Right.
We're warmed up for our Blue Angels week.
Right, exactly. Which, oh man, that week is full of events. We've been talking about that on the show quite a bit. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions or comments. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back to wrap up with Peter. He's got to get out and do some more interviews. This is, what, the fifth interview you've probably done this morning already?
It is. This is great. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about it.
Yeah, always. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back to wrap up with him. Don't go anywhere. 850-437-1620.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, I'm retired Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. From thrilling hands-on experiences to historical insights, the National Naval Aviation Museum is where dreams take flight. Go mock speed in a flight simulator. Let inspiration soar among the 150 beautifully restored aircraft. Remember the moments in the giant screen theater and capture it all in the Flight Deck Store. Visit NavalAviationMuseum.org to plan your visit today.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelia's, and Five Sisters today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about 4th of July, Summer Restaurant Week, Bastille's Day, Atlas Beverage Class, and so much more. That's today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me on the phone. I've got Peter Mouget. He is with Levin Papantonio. He thought this great idea, let's have the symphony play for 4th of July and have a flyover. And it's amazing. It's a free event. Want to let you know that News Radio 92.3, News Radio Pensacola, will be down there at 7:30 to broadcast this live. So if you can't be down there, you can always tune in here to hear it and to be a part of the celebration. Peter, thank you so much for doing this for us, man. It's just another thing in our community that we can be really proud of.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you giving this opportunity to tell everybody about it. Please come down. And like you said, we appreciate the news radio broadcasting all the way through to the end of the fireworks. This is going to be a great way. Even if you're just sitting down Main Street or you're on your boat, you have a choice to listen to Cat Country with a clip that Dave Hoxing's got timed perfectly, or you can listen to the symphony through the radio on 92.3 play with the timed with the music as well. So it's great 1-2 punch.
Right. We also have 95.3 AM 1620. We've got the website and the app. I mean, this is going to be great. There's going to be great ways to experience this. And, of course, the flyover, it's all free. PensacolaSymphony.com, go there. You heard Peter talking on the last break about Beyond the Stage? Was that the
Yes, Beyond the Stage. That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah, it's a great program. Definitely. Every little bit helps get that thing funded.
Right, and you can find the event page for Symphony Sparks and Stars on Facebook. Peter Mouget, I know you got to get out of here and go be on TV, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go. But thank you so much for organizing this event. Thank you, Levin Papantonio, all the great sponsors, and you can hear it here on News Radio Pensacola. Have a great day, sir. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. And I'm going to tell you about some more events coming up here in our community. Looks like coming up soon, we've got the Milltown Duck Race. I've been talking about this. This is going to be another great July 4th event. So you can do this during the day and then go down and see the fireworks and all of that right after. So the Blackwater Pirates Great Milltown Duck Race is on July 4th. 5,000 rubber ducks are going to be dropped into the Blackwater River, and then they're going to race downstream. The adopter of the first place duck wins $1,500. Second place is $750. Third place, $250. Adopt your duck today at Blackwater Bistro, the Country Gym, or Beardless Brewhouse. Join us in the fun as these duck races begin at the base of the Milton Downtown Bridge at 5 p.m. So then right after that's done, tune into News Radio Pensacola, or if you can make it into Pensacola and get your seat right there for the Symphony Orchestra performance, Man, this is going to be a great day. So definitely check out the Blackwater Pirates Great Town Milltown Duck Race. Blackwater Bistro, me and my wife, I gotta throw this in here real quick. I got to give them props because me and my wife had to go see my parents. They live up in Brewton, Alabama. Hey, Mom and Dad, I know you're listening. And we were coming back through, and we just wanted to stop in Milton, maybe walk down on the water and just kind of take a little break on the way between Brewton and Navarre. And man, we saw the Blackwater Bistro and we're like, we haven't been there in a while. Let's go try them out. Let's go have an appetizer and a drink. We got the appetizer sampler with coconut shrimp and they had this artichoke cheesecake. That sounds weird, but one of the most delicious things I've ever had. And the drinks were delicious. The prices were reasonable for the culinary experience that we had. And we sat right out on the deck out there, and it was a wonderful experience. So I got to give it up to the people at Blackwater Bistro in Milton. Of course, here in Pensacola today, I think I'm gonna have to go see my guys at the Fish House, maybe Atlas. I don't know. I'm feeling maybe like some seafood and a brew. Maybe I don't know. Yeah. So lots of great places to eat. I want to let you know also, Bands on the Beach every Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the Gulfside Pavilion at Casino Beach. Set up your beach chairs and sink your toes in that Pensacola beach sand as one of their talented local acts serenade you. That's the way we beach around here. We got live music. We got people just having a great time. The Crab Cake Cook-Off is July 17th, 6 to 8. We had a whole show about this. The ARC Gateway's Crab Cake Cook-Off is one of Pensacola's most iconic and well-attended fundraisers of the year. Restaurants and chefs are invited to compete for bragging rights and winner of Best Crab Cake on the Gulf Coast. Guests are given the chance to sample world-class crab cakes, indulge on delectable desserts, and sip a variety of libations. My favorite part, while surveying an extraordinary silent auction. We love our silent auctions here. And you can purchase art made by the clients of ARC Gateway. If you don't know about ARC Gateway, please check them out and support and give to them if you can. Get your tickets before they sell out at newsradio923.com. July 17th, 6 to 8, the ARC Gateway's Crab Cake Cook-Off. Well, that's all the housekeeping I had to do to let you know what's going on in our neck of the woods here. 850-437-1620. I got a little bit of time. I'm going to take a commercial break, come back to wrap it up, and then I've got Lexi Mendoza from ADX Digital coming in the studio. If you know anything about digital advertising, or if you have a business and you need to know about digital advertising, especially because if you just want to get on social media and just promote yourself, I mean, that you can do that. But there's so much more you could do. There's so much you could just maximize that advertising budget to the utmost. I mean, I'm telling you, Lexi's got the ways. She's got the tips and the tools and the talent, and they've got the team here at ADX Digital right here in-house with our own Cat Country and News Radio Pensacola. My name is Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me. We just heard from Peter Mouget from the Pensacola Symphony. Go to PensacolaSymphony.com and check out this great free event, Symphony Sparks and Stars, July 4th at 7:30 p.m. All right. I'm going to be right back after this. If you have any questions, comments, 850-437-1620. Happy Monday. We'll be right back.
Hey, guys. Do you want male performance in the bedroom and do you want it now? Get it in 47 seconds or less. For the first time, you can have instant male enhancement. Introducing Knox 47, the topical male enhancement that works in 47 seconds or less. Satisfaction guaranteed. Finally, after years of scientific research, our proprietary formula will allow you to perform in the bedroom like never before. Just imagine that little blue pill on steroids. No reason to settle and wait when you can get instant performance now. Forget about pills and potions that make you wait hours or up to 30 days to work. That's yesterday's news. Knox 47 is brand new, the hottest thing for men, and you don't need a prescription. Call now and get your free supply for a limited time.
To find out how to get Knox 47 for free, call now. 800-617-1621. That's 800-617-1621. Free bottles for a limited time. Call 800-617-1621. That's 800-617-1621.
Summer season is here and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz forms a close friendship with future convicted sex trafficker Joel Greenberg, who says they had a unique synergy. Greenberg reportedly uses a sugar daddy app to find college girls and pays for sex on the congressman's behalf. That's a close friendship with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. At Avalon HR, they understand these complications and have your back. Join them this Wednesday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as they guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join them this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Culver's knows that everyone appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart. They take great tasting burgers seriously. Culver's Butter Burger begins as fresh, never frozen beef seared to perfection, then topped with real Wisconsin cheese and a lightly buttered toasted bun. And for a limited time, the Pretzel House Pub Burger is back. Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softly Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, and Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery is now available with DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 and Pensacola State College is proud to air the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's Symphony Sparks and Stars, Thursday, July 4th. Heard live at the Hunter Amphitheater at Community Maritime Park. This free outdoor concert presented by Peter Mugier will honor the United States Armed Forces and feature a mix of patriotic music and popular favorites. The symphony starts at 7:30 and ends at 9 with the 4th of July fireworks and can be heard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
On September 11, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am Jake Walker, your happy host. So glad to be here. I've got Lexi Mendoza in the studio. We're going to be talking about ADX Digital coming up after the Fox News break. And depending on what's going on, I still can't make heads or tails of what the Supreme Court is doing. And all of this, the SCOTUS is now saying not everything that the president does is official. It's like, well, when he's in office, isn't? I don't know. I don't understand all this. 850-437-1620. Let me know if you have any thoughts, questions, anything going on. You see any traffic, let us know, and I will pass that along. The music should be starting in 1-0. There we go. All right. I made it. I stretched it. I made it. 850-437-1620. It's Pensacola's expert panel here on News Radio Pensacola. Got Lexi Mendoza waiting. And we're going to get to the Fox News break. We'll be right back after that. Thank you so much for joining me today. 95.3, 92.3, AM 1620. We've got an app. We've got the website, newsradio923.com. So check us out. We post everything as a podcast. You can always catch up on what you missed. I'll be right back.